If I was to lay out this big, broad spectrum in front of you, where would you find yourself? Let's say the one end of the spectrum, we'll say maybe the left side of it, is a homeschool mom that is strict and stays to her schedule. Maybe not even just a routine, it's a schedule. It could be maybe a routine, but we'll just say that she's strict and she's like, this is what we're doing and this is how it's going to go. And then the other end of the spectrum, we'll say all the way to the right. Think of it maybe as an arrow here. It goes from both ends. And you're just more laid back and you're like, eh, whatever happens, happens. Neither one of these is right or wrong. It's just maybe your personality. Where would you find yourself? I have a feeling that most of us would be somewhere in between. Maybe we lean more towards that strict schedule, or maybe we lean more towards the laid back, whatever happens, happens, or maybe we find ourselves smack dab in the middle. Wherever we find ourselves, most of us tend to get super stressed about homeschool because it's so important to us. And even if it doesn't feel like it's this huge thing that needs to be our such a focus and take all of our time, our culture and everybody's going to make you feel like that, right? Well, what are you going to do about high school? That's a question I'm sure you have gotten way more times than you even need to think. And you're like, my kid's 5. I'm not really concerned about that right now, but everybody else seems to be so concerned. We take that on ourselves, but we know that it's important. Today, let's find that balance for you between planning and being flexible in your homeschool. Welcome to Little by Little Homeschool Podcast, where you'll learn tips and strategies that will empower you to home educate your children. I'm Lee Nguyen, a homeschool mom of over 12 years, which includes 2 graduates. When I started homeschooling, I was pretty much on my own and was desperate for encouragement and help. My mission is to be a source of encouragement and help to you. Whether you are just beginning your homeschool journey or you're deep into the homeschool lifestyle, Little by Little Homeschool wants to help you stay the course because all the time you are investing into your children is completely worth it. If you're ready to take your homeschool to new levels, keep listening. This time of the year finds us as homeschool parents. It is just we are knee deep or maybe neck deep in the searching for curriculum and planning your next homeschool year. This is just a high time for it. Because you're getting towards the end of this homeschool year and you're thinking, what am I going to do next year? Sometimes we have to start thinking about it now in order to follow up and take care of the paperwork and stuff for your homeschool. Maybe it's also just a combination that this tends to be a really big time for conventions and conferences for homeschool. So it's just is really on our mind. It's also really nice to be able to get that all figured out before the summer so you can just sit back, wait for the boxes to come in and be delivered, put them aside and just know, it's okay. I can sit back and we can relax and enjoy the summer and we'll take care of that when we're ready to get started. When it comes to curriculum, the possibilities are endless, but let's remember that reality, it's not endless. I unfortunately found this out for myself the very hard way. It was probably about 7 to 8 years ago when I was homeschooling all 3 of my kids, would have been elementary and middle school ages, and I had all the curriculum, I had all of the possibilities all lined up there in front of us. I had spent hours upon hours preparing for that homeschool year, probably at the end of the other previous homeschool year, and just kind of let it sit, and then I realized we needed to get going with our homeschool. At that time, we were doing more year-round homeschool. And if you're curious about that, I did an entire episode about it and I'll link it in the show notes. And so I was like, okay, it's August. We need to get started if we are going to do this year-round homeschool, which I knew at the time it would greatly benefit us. And it was just a little bit difficult to start. And we jumped into a first day a little bit last minute, even though I had all these great plans. And the day quickly went downhill. Was it because of my kids? No, it was because of me. My attitude, and maybe I wasn't quite ready for summer to end. I don't know what it was. Hormones, who knows? Whatever. I mean, it doesn't really matter what the reason was. The day just did not go well. And maybe they were also kind of giving me some pushback. They're not perfect. They probably were giving me some pushback, especially my boys. And I just... It was about halfway through the day and I was like, I forget it. I give up. Maybe it wasn't even halfway through the day. I was like, I don't even want to do this, and walked away. And I knew that my family, who lived a couple hours away from us, they were all still on summer break. And I knew that that day, one of my brothers was having a pool party. I know it was in, I guess it wasn't a Saturday. I don't know. I don't know how the plans kind of laid out, how everybody had off. Maybe it was in the evening. It might have been a pool party in the evening for a birthday in the family. And I just said, we can't do this. We are not ready for this, for the academics and everything. And so I told my kids to all pack up an overnight bag, peeked into my husband's home office, and I said, hey, we are headed to my parents for the night. And he was like, okay. I was like, we just need to get out of Dodge. We need to just have one last hurrah. We hopped in the car, drove a couple hours, surprised everybody at the pool party, and it was exactly what we needed. Stayed overnight at my parents' house, came back the next day, and started then probably that following day, refreshed and renewed and ready. We just were not ready. So I had all these plans and then met with, well, actually reality, and we just weren't ready. And I was like, okay, we're just going to be flexible and we're going to go with it. And we're not going to miss out on this fun family thing that we miss out on everything because we live at a distance. And we're just going to go for it. So just know that every first day of homeschool does not need to be perfect. And I've had some that were not perfect. But guess what? I still remember that first homeschool day of that homeschool year because we ended up ditching it and going on a road trip overnight. Now, we know that most of the homeschool days are not first day of homeschool days, and we aren't all going to be extreme like that. But how do we, as a homeschool mom, in that spectrum that you find yourself, how do we find that balance? We don't need to be on either end of the spectrum, and I'm not saying that the middle, smack dab in the middle, is the perfect right place to be. We have to lean into our personalities. What are our goals? What is our family culture? What does it actually look like? Does it look like for our family to maybe lean a little bit more towards being strict? Well, I want to encourage you to loosen up a little bit and be flexible a little bit more than maybe you are. And maybe you're like, well, we're just kind of loosey-goosey and we are fine with whatever happens, happens. That's okay. You can land there. But I want to encourage you to also be intentional about what you're doing, whether it's just whether it has to do with academics or teaching them other life skills. If we don't put some type of intention into it, then our kids might just kind of be flowing around and not really know how to handle themselves in society. I think that that is even more important most times than the formal academics, is them knowing what would be, I guess, termed soft skills and knowing how to introduce themselves to people and how to interact. You know, all of those, these homeschool kids won't be socialized. So focus on the socialization. So I just want to share some things here with you today when you're trying to find yourself, finding that balance. Because maybe you're like me and you tend to lean towards being a little bit more strict. And I will tell you that that is how I started and the progression over the past, well, all of motherhood, but especially during the past 12 years of homeschooling has made me lean. I'm more in the middle, more towards the right, a little bit more laid back. Whatever happens, happens. But I've got a lot of intentionality. So just know that if you are finding yourself on that, being a stickler and feeling like a failure, if you don't get all of the things done, I know I have been there and have had to work through. It's okay. And it also takes just seeing the fruit of letting go and seeing that kids actually do progress and they are okay. Everybody's okay if I let go a little bit and be flexible. But if you're having that hard time and finding that balance between those, maybe just focus on 1 to 2 goals that you have for your family, or maybe it's just 1 goal for each child and be sticklers about those goals. Knowing that the rest can come and go and be more flexible. But maybe you find yourself like, this is the goal that I have. Maybe it's a kiddo that is struggling with reading and you know that if you sit down and just pour into them a bit and encourage them, that it will just click and they'll be able to take off. And that's the goal. Knowing that once that takes off and the reading and everything just kind of clicks in their mind, everything else is going to be able to fall into place. Because when you can read, you can learn pretty much anything, right? So just choosing 1 to 2 goals and just being a stickler about those and letting some of the other things just go and just marking the progression that you're making with those goals. And if you're struggling with goals and how does that fit in, what are the best goals for my family? I'm going to encourage you to head on over to your homeschool blueprint. You can check it out, littlebylittlehomeschool.com/blueprint, and get all the information about that. But the link is in the show notes as well. But we talk heavily about goals, why they're important, and how to figure those out. But it's not just figuring out the goals first. There's some work you have to do beforehand. So that's all in the homeschool blueprint. Also consider, what are your children's interests? This can help you if you're being more of a stickler about a lot of things. This can help you become more flexible. What are your kids interested in? Well, figure that out. Find some field trips that maybe fall under those interests, or just find some field trips that are just going to be fun. When you have a field trip day, guess what? That is the homeschool day. Go on the field trip. That is beginning, end of story right there. You don't need to fit anything else in. Now, sometimes there's co-op. Maybe you have some homework that you have to do for co-op. You might have to fit that in there. But maybe not. I don't know. Depends on your approach to the co-op. But just let that be the day. Let your kids maybe plan a homeschool day. Ask them what they want to do. They might say they want to go maybe live near a beach or a lake or something like that. You can go to some body of water. And they say they want to do that. Well, go ahead and do that. Maybe it's not an entire day that they plan, because maybe they plan, well, we just want to play out in the mud all day. All right, let's play out in the mud all day. They might tell you they want to learn about certain things. You can find some resources and books and YouTube videos and tie those in. And maybe it's not a whole day. Maybe it's just a half day. Maybe it's just an hour one day. Maybe the baby's taking a nap and you can do something fun with the older kids just in the backyard. But consider your children's interests and tie those in. That will help you be more flexible. Get the math and the language arts in, and you can feel good about that. Those two things. If your kids can work with their numbers and they can do some reading and they know how to write, then they'll be okay. Everything else, literally everything else, builds upon that. You can't do trigonometry and calculus. Not that every child needs to get to that point. I never got to that point. My husband never got to that point. I think we're okay in life. But you won't get to those higher maths without having that basic knowledge. And again, they don't all have to get to it. Maybe they just get to algebra. Maybe they just get to basic math. That's okay too. But everything else can be built upon that. And when it comes to the language arts, if they can read and they can write, then they will hone in on those skills and they will be able to read anything and be able to learn anything. And they'll be able to progress in their writing. So feel good about those things. So if you're being super strict with every single subject and you want to let go a little bit, just focus on getting those couple of subjects down, the math and the language arts. And then add in, take out some things as you focus on your goals, your kids' ages, because this is going to be dependent upon, maybe you have a first grader and a third grader. Your focus of whether you take subjects out or take them in is going to be vastly different than if you have a high school 11th grader or 12th grader who has plans of going on to college. It's going to look different. And on those days, unexpected things come up or people are not in a good mood, maybe it's you. Maybe you find yourself sometime in the middle of the homeschool year or towards the end of the homeschool year with that bad attitude that I found myself in that first day of school many years ago. And you're like, okay, we are just going to get some math and language arts in, and then they can go ahead and play. And I am just going to sit and read a book and maybe take a little nap. And that's just what you need to do that day. And that's okay. Recognize that the times that you as a mom, you let loose and you go with the flow, those are the times you're going to create some super fun memories. That time that my family, my kids and I took off and we headed on a road trip overnight, we all remember that. We remember that I just kind of let loose and we just went and had some fun. Again, it doesn't have to be anything that big. It doesn't have to include packing an overnight bag. It could just be something. Let's get our math and our reading done and then let's go on a hike or let's go play in the backyard or let's go see what so-and-so, the other homeschool family you enjoy, are doing. Maybe they want to come over. Maybe we can go on a picnic lunch, or maybe we can just pop a movie in and we can just sit back and relax because mom needs a little bit of margin in her life. But the times that you let loose, you go with the flow, you're going to create some really fun memories with your kids. Also recognize your own triggers and stress. Recognize when maybe you are about to not be looking very pretty about the situation. Recognize what is going to maybe set you off. Recognize as those things start to come, when you start to feel your blood pressure going up and you're just feeling like you're going to just lose it. I don't want you to get angry with your kiddos. There is an episode I did with a guest about anger, and I will link that in the show notes as well. But just recognize, what are your triggers? Are your triggers the things that if your kids are not sticking to their strict schedule, that might show that sticking to that strict schedule and that curriculum has become an idol in your life, and you need to learn to let go of some of those things, and that would be something to pray about and to seek some wisdom maybe from a mom that lives close to you that's a little bit older, can walk you and guide you through that and let you to someone you can just kind of unload on and share that, and she can encourage you in that. But that can definitely become an idol in our lives, that we are checking off all of the boxes and my kid progressing, and look at little Johnny, he is up to this level in all these different subjects and he's only this age. But just recognize that if maybe little Johnny's having a bad day and he doesn't get his list done, does that set you off? That would be a sure indication that you need to find some balance between being super strict and maybe start leaning a little bit more towards the flexibility. And so find what is stressing you out. I know once you get burned out, start to recognize when you begin to go down that path. The last thing I want to mention before we close out here is that your kids, they won't remember everything that you teach. They won't remember everything that they learn on their own. They won't remember everything that they encounter in academics. But you know what they will remember? They're going to remember how they felt in your home. Were things tense and mom was just set off if things did not go perfectly according to plan, if mom was super strict in her homeschool and gave up the relationships for a focus on the academics and the curriculum? Or did mom kind of have that balance and showed you that it's important to learn? It's important. Some of the academics are important. Again, leaning into your family culture and what's important to you and your husband. And maybe they just recognize, okay, there's a place for this, but there's also a place for relationship. There's a place where we can connect. They feel loved. They feel accepted. They feel understood in your home. And they also know that if they start to push the line or if they are not following family rules, that there will be discipline, that there are guardrails. Guardrails are a good thing for kids that makes them feel safe. When they can just go off and do whatever at any time of the day or night, it doesn't make them feel safe. So just having that feel of your home, stop and really think, how do you want your kids to remember this time? Do you want them to remember you with blowing your top at all times when you just were very rigid with the homeschool and didn't allow any give or take? And again, the relationships were put on the back burner because of curriculum. Or did you say, look, this curriculum is important. This is why I chose this. And maybe you get their input when it comes to certain curriculum, especially as they get older. It's really important. Let them take a bit more ownership of their own education. But just remember, all of the academics, all the things that you teach them, all the things they learn, all of the books that are going to come and go, they're going to remember more than anything how they felt in your home. So I want to encourage you to find that balance between accomplishing your goals and providing them with a great education, but also being flexible and having fun. Because remember, those times you have fun, those really do bond you. And I would love to hear where you are on this spectrum, as well as connect with you. And I think you'd love to connect with some other homeschool moms too. If you are not in the Little by Little Homeschool Facebook group, you need to run over and do that. The link is in the show notes. We would love to be able to get to know you over there. Thank you for listening, friend. I'd love to connect with you more. You can find social media links in the show notes and share this episode with a friend who could use a boost to her homeschool. See you back here real soon.